Here we go. Thursday morning, time now for trivia. So excited when Freddie walked into the room because I have no idea where this is going.
Yeah, that's correct. Like yesterday.
It might end up, I don't know, we might end up down the block somewhere.
That's correct.
But what kind of question do you have for us today?
Well, first of all, let's give a shout out to the Miami women. Mm-hmm. The Hurricanettes, if you will, are visiting Courtney Banghart and her charges at Carmichael tonight at 6.
We're not giving a shout out to the Miami women. We're giving a shout out to the Carolina women who are hosting Miami.
I like where we are.
Oh yeah, me too.
Program.
The future is the future is so bright. You got to wear shades.
Hey, you know who wanted her badly?
Who?
Duke.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, you're right. Courtney Banghart we're talking about here. She is an impressive woman, I'm telling you.
She is not only a very fine basketball coach, she's even a better person.
Yeah.
Intelligent.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
She gets it. It's good.
I just had the chance to meet her and talk to her one-on-one recently and was even more impressed than I expected to be.
Yeah.
And I had high expectations going in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's... Yeah, you know, she's going to do great things.
Yeah, I think we're in good hands.
Yeah, I'm glad she's here.
Yeah. I took her staff around on a campus tour when they first arrived.
Really?
Could not have been more impressed. Just, you know, just first impressions.
Mm-hmm.
The vivaciousness and the interest and the spontaneous energy that she and her staff brought. I was just like, wow.
Yeah, she just exudes confidence.
Yep.
And also, she just kind of, I guess the best word I can think of is charismatic, vivacious would be in there somewhere, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, Courtney Banghart, good luck tonight.
Yeah, you and your folks. Hey, today we're doing, since we're in the dead of winter, temps.
Temps.
Not the temptations.
Ah, okay.
But temperatures.
No, temperatures, okay.
Yeah. As I said, we're in the very midst of winter, but we're not even close in North Carolina to being one of the coldest states. With that foundation, based on average temperature for an entire year, of course, Alaska is the coldest state.
Yeah.
But what is the coldest state in the lower 48? That's our question.
That's a really good question.
Based on average temperature for an entire year, Alaska is number one, the coldest. But what is the second coldest state, which of course would be down in the lower 48? That's what we're wanting to know.
Great question.
And a hint?
Yeah.
Maine and Montana are not the correct answer.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
So it's another one. So you got to play a little educated guess, or perhaps you're from this state and dadgummit, you know.
Yeah.
And right. If you do, call us.
Thank you, Roy, dadgummit. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you know the answer, win a $10 gift certificate in Cruisers.
Let's go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz! Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Freddie, you want to know the second coldest state when it comes to temperatures on average for the entire year.
Correct.
Behind Alaska.
Okay, of course, Alaska is number one.
Yeah.
As in the coldest.
I'm going to say, I got a couple of guesses
okay,
here.
Go.
I was going to say Minnesota.
It's not. That is the one, two, three. That's the fourth.
North Dakota.
You got it.
All right.
Well, Very well done.
I started to say North Dakota first.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Up to Bismarck.
I made the wrong decision.
That's all right. From seventh coldest to coldest.
Uh-huh.
Vermont.
Right.
Montana.
Right.
Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota. Maine.
Mm-hmm.
North Dakota. And then north to Alaska.
Go North, the Rush is on.
Johnny Horton.
Yeah, that's right.
Who also did Sink the Bismarck,
that's right,
which is the capital of North Dakota.
That's right.
B-I-S-M-A-R-C-K.
You know, the interesting thing, on America in the Morning, that's on the air from 5 until 6,
yep,
every morning on WCHL, when I'm getting ready to come to work and get here and everything, they always do the nation's high and low temperatures for the previous day.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, the nation's coldest temperature is Colorado. It's somewhere in Colorado.
Huh.
It'll be like minus 27 or something, and the high will be like 87 in Florida something.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, man, it's cold a lot in Colorado. I guess if you live on top of a mountain or near the top.
The coldest I've ever been was in Calgary in 88.
Yeah.
25 below.
Whoa.
And they warned me, but I'm thinking, I'm just going to walk from where I'm staying.
Yeah.
Down to the little, you know, congregation area here in this place where they put us up in the Olympic Village.
Wasn't that easy, was
it? Holy. I mean, I went exposed more than maybe 3-4 minutes.
Yeah.
And then when I got in there, my earlobes and nose and breath had already froze.
That's crazy.
Had like a new appreciation for cold.
I don't know how people live in it. I really don't.
Well, they say hardy and more healthy.
I don't know. I don't want to try.
Okay.
I'm happy where I am.
Yeah, no, we're in a good spot.
Hey, thank you, man.
You are welcome.
Great question and answer today.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.